Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back. So today we are talking about a topic that has been on my heart as part of this new season, a new chapter, and this new beginning that I personally am embarking on. As I find myself in this new chapter, I want to bring you guys in on this journey. And this journey is about finding freedom. This was something that as I've been sharing through these episodes and a lot of the content that we create and develop has been focusing on the aftermath of what it feels like to be burned out or hit that end of the rope feeling where you're just exhausted. You're in a season where we really need to retreat and turn inward. Pulling a lot of these experiences from my own personal journey, from chasing perfection to burnout to rest, recovery to redefining success and finding ourselves in the season of finding freedom. So I think ultimately that's what we're truly after if we think about it. We can chase and do so many things in life, but we can get caught up in that hustle, in the grind, in the push, in the chase, in the doing that we forget about why are we doing this, right? We can lose sight of who we're actually becoming in this journey. And so when we get caught up in the hustle culture, I believe that it's this constant busyness that somehow equates to success and achievement and thinking that we'll find fulfillment. But what I found is that busyness just really is busy work. We're not really doing a whole lot to move the needle closer to where we want to be. And at the end of the day, we just kind of look over our list or our projects or the things that we've been working on and ask ourselves, did it even make a dent? Is it moving the needle closer to where we want to be? Am I really living authentically and in alignment with my true purpose and calling? And asking ourselves, is this really what success feels like? Like, why does success feel so hard and exhausting and just never ending? So this is, you know, to be honest, a season that I'm in because I've been asking myself these questions. And what I found is that finding success through achievements and accolades and the awards and all the things that are externally driven show us that we have or have not been successful has really allowed me to pull back the curtain and take a deeper dive into what does success look and feel like for me? Success for me is creating a life that I absolutely, truly, truly love, and one I don't have to feel burned out from. A life that feels in alignment with who I am in this season. A life that feels meaningful and fulfilling. A life that allows me to just be. And I think ultimately that is what freedom is. Freedom to just be. To not have those pressures and expectations and demands and all the things that come with that hustle mentality. I really want to dive into today's episode and talk further about what true freedom feels like. For me, true freedom comes from when we are able to learn and to slow down and embrace that power of rest. In that slowing down, we begin to reassess and reevaluate what it truly means to create a life we love. Finding freedom, for me, is to just be. To just be me. In doing so, I'm able to rediscover new and old things that light me up, bring me joy, passion, and purpose in all areas of my life. Personally, professionally, and relationally. I remember a time in my own life when I was constantly on the go, trying to achieve everything at once. I thought that if I could just do more, be more, I'd finally feel fulfilled. I'd finally feel enough. And that enoughness would then be a representation of my own personal perceived value of self-worth. So if I was enough, then I would be worthy enough. And you see how that's kind of a dance. We're doing a tandem here. But what I've found is that in the end of that chase to feel enough, to prove our worth, to prove that we have value and that we can just keep going, I felt so trapped. I felt more held back and stuck, and stagnation were creeping in. And I just honestly felt so burned out, so exhausted. And it was far from the freedom I was actually chasing after, right? The freedom that I was seeking, that longing. And what that freedom, again, is fulfillment and freedom to just be. So what does that look like for you? Because I really want you to challenge yourself. And as you're hearing today's episode, to kind of ask yourself those same questions. So for me, that's when I realized, like, freedom, it's not about doing more. It's about doing what matters most. And in doing so, we create that intention. We have that clarity. And to get there, we need to embrace, again, rest and recovery. Taking that time out, that intentional time to step back and pause everything. Even if it's for like 5 minutes. I mean, I'm not asking you to hang up everything or throw in a towel or do whatever. Sometimes it's that intentional pause. It could be 5 minutes, be 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years, whatever that looks like for you. I know what you might be thinking, like, I don't have the time to rest. I have goals to achieve, dreams to pursue. Come on, Rachel, how are we supposed to get there? I get it. And here's the truth. Rest isn't the opposite of productivity. It's the secret ingredient to producing and performing in a way that feels aligned with who you truly are. So it doesn't feel like it's forced. It doesn't feel like it's on demand. It doesn't feel like it's a task. It's just a part of the whole equation. So when we think about it in this perspective, when we're constantly pushing ourselves without adequate rest and without that intentional time to reflect, our productivity declines, our creativity dwindles, and we become susceptible to burnout. Well, sometimes I find myself going that route, and we have to have those warning lights on so that we don't end up in a place of burnout. And when we're susceptible to burnout, we end up doing less, not more. When we prioritize rest, we become more efficient, focused, and effective in our work. We find the freedom to truly thrive. So how can we embrace rest and recovery to find more freedom in our lives? Well, let me share just a few tips and strategies that have worked for me and a few that I'm actually implementing and testing out now in this season to see how they align with where I'm going and the woman I'm becoming. So first, set clear boundaries. We have to protect our time and energy by setting limits around our work, our social commitments, and our personal time. We have to learn to say no to activities that drain every bit of us, right? We say yes to those things, but we want to shift that to start saying yes to those things that nourish our health, our well-being, and just bring us joy. And so those are some of the discernments and differentiators between saying yes to the wrong things and saying yes to the right things. Practice mindfulness. I began incorporating mindfulness practices into my daily routine, and it has been such a game changer. And even though I had been doing this in the past, I felt like maybe my past routine or my past habits just weren't serving me. And so I share with that because sometimes we can have these anchors and our routines and our bookends, you know, our morning routine, our night routine, and feel like that's all well and good because that had worked for the time being. I had to take that step back and be like, wow, those routines, yes, they served me a few years ago because I was in a whole different place, whole different person, whole different chapter, whole different everything, right? Could those same principles and practicalities serve me into the present and set me up for success in the future of who I'm becoming? And when I asked myself that question, I was actually taken back. I was like, dang, this what did work for me in the past isn't going to move me closer to where I want to be now. And so I had to switch up a few things. And some of the things, you know, obviously taking care of your health and well-being is always the foundation to everything I do. But I started incorporating some more meditation, intentional prayer. What I mean by that is I love praying, and it's just a part of my connection to my creator and a way that I can communicate with God. Sometimes we pray and we're so quick to move on. This is, again, why we can't be in this hustle and grind and just go. Intentionally setting the space to receive the answers to my prayers. What I mean by that is when we look at prayer, prayer is a direct line in communication to you and your creator. For me, it's God. If I'm having a conversation with God, and let's just say I'm praying for a minute or two, I have to allow that minute or two space after my prayer to sit quietly and receive the word, receive the nudge, receive the direct line of communication. That was so powerful. Whatever the time that we put into our prayers and our requests and our communication, we also have to be actively listening to receive that message. Sometimes, again, being mindful, meditation, deep breathing, prayer. I love a good long walk at the end of my workday to decompress, especially for those who work from home where we don't have that travel. We don't have to drive to and from our work to have that time to decompress. That has been, again, a game changer. That one has been something I've been doing for several years. And wow, what a way to not only get in some form of movement, some exercise, but meditation in a form of walking. I never put the two and two together until I started implementing this. And when you're in doing one motion, your mind is thinking another and they're aligned and in sync. So when I come back from my long walk in the evening, I just feel so refreshed, so clear. It allows for me to have this mental brain dump to be present with my family. So when we sit down for dinner, I'm present. I'm not overwhelmed or thinking about all the things that I literally just walk 3 feet from my office and shut the door. So it's a good practice to really start implementing and allowing you to stay present. It also frees you from that constant chatter that's in your busy mind. Third, prioritize rest. Intentionally schedule regular breaks throughout your day. Step away, unplug, recharge, step outside, do whatever. Intentionally give yourself that break. We can't just be laser focused every single minute of every single hour of every single day. And what I found is that this could be, again, going back to a short walk. Maybe it's a power nap. I know that I love a good nap. If I am just so emotionally and mentally exhausted and drained, it's like just sitting there quietly, just doing nothing, that sometimes my brain just relaxes and goes into kind of like a snooze mode. Or if time allows, I'll actually take a actual nap where I get full rest and sleep. But again, it could just be time playing with your kids or your pets, having a conversation with a friend, somebody that lights you up. Either way, making this as a non-negotiable and intentional part of your routine is so, so, so crucial. Again, rest is not a luxury. It is a necessity for your health and well-being and in your pursuit of finding freedom. Because when we can detach so much of our inner chatter and our thoughts and our expectations and the pressures that we place upon ourselves, we're creating that sense of freedom. Fourth, embracing your imperfections. Now, I know that this was a hard one for me to learn at the early stages, I think, of my own personal journey, because my imperfections were really just, that was a lot of what the bandwidth was telling me, that it wasn't enough. I had to try harder, do more, be more, all the things, the negative self-chatter or self-talk, to my own limiting beliefs and my own past experiences. It will always creep up and tell me that I'm not enough. So when I had to let go of the need for everything to be perfect, again, it was a practice. It doesn't happen overnight. It created more space, more mental bandwidth, more clarity, more focus, more intention, because my brain wasn't focused on what I wasn't doing right or what was wrong or trying to find the negative in an otherwise good situation. And what I found is that perfectionism ends up being a major barrier to slowing down and finding that freedom, because we get so caught up in being perfect and being on and always just there. We forget to embrace the concept of we are good enough. We are equipped. We are called. We are qualified. And so all of that allows us to shift our focus on the progress, not perfection. And lastly, regularly reflecting and reassessing. And I know that this is something that we sometimes do, whether it's monthly, weekly, quarterly, annually, whatever this looks like in your schedule, intentionally, again, take the time to think about your goals and your priorities. Are you investing your time and energy in the things that truly matter? Are there areas where you can simplify or delegate? This reflection allowed me to make informed decisions as well as focusing on my efforts and freeing me from the burdens, right? So when we can let go of all that we think that we have to do and reassess by making those informed decisions, we're able to focus on moving things closer to where we need to be. And that, again, is so freeing. So I hope that these tips are helpful. And if not, go rewind and write some of those down, because I really want to impress upon you, these things have been game changers in my life. So slowing down isn't about abandoning our goals or ambitions. Not at all. This is completely not what this episode is about. It's about pursuing our goals and ambitions with greater intention and awareness. So when we slow down, we can assess what truly matters, we eliminate our distraction, and we focus on the tasks that align with our values and long-term objectives. And this, my friend, is where we find true freedom. So by embracing rest and recovery, we create that space for creativity, innovation, deeper connections with ourselves and others. We also become more attuned to our intention, our intuition, and become more resilient in the face of challenges and more capable of achieving our goals, right? We're not forcing anything. We're not doing anything that sounds like work, right? We're not pushing. We're just going at a pace that feels sustainable. So I know that we're in this hustle culture. It's this toxic approach and mentality that focuses on celebrating busyness. But what if busyness isn't what we need to celebrate? It's that time of intentional rest, slowing down. Although it can feel super counterintuitive, it's really that power move that we need to give ourselves to set us up for holistic and sustainable success. So I promise you, this will be worth it, because it is worth it and you are worth it. So by prioritizing rest and recovery, we're able to step fully into our full potential and achieve more with less effort, right? We don't want to do more. We don't want to add more. What we want is more time, more freedom, more space, more joy, more passion, more intentional living and purpose. And we find that freedom to live a life that's not only productive, but so meaningful and fulfilling. So I challenge you this week to look for those opportunities to slow down. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but remember, this is your path to finding freedom. You're not just a human doing, you're a human being. Give yourself permission to be still, to recover, and to breathe. You might find that in the slowing down process, that you'll gain the freedom you're ultimately after. Again, that freedom to authentically be you, to be, to do, and to have a life of meaning and fulfillment. So until next time, remember that true freedom comes when we turn inward and embrace the opportunities to learn and grow and to rest and recover. You've got this. Take care.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.